What does the Bible say about who I am in Christ? Have you ever wondered what God says that you are in Him? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're talking today about who God says that you are, who God says that I am. It's important to know because it's your identity in Christ. Just as you have an identity in your human family and your parents, your siblings, your brothers and sisters, your relatives know who you are, God also knows who you are. And more than that, God wants you to know who you are in Him. So today, let's talk about what the Scripture says about that. It will help you to have confidence in your relationship with Christ. It will draw you closer to Him. It will make you to love Him more and more each day. Because the truth is that He loves you unconditionally, not based on your performance. He sees you already as the finished product. And He isn't looking back at your past sins because He loves you. The first thing to know and understand is that the Scripture says you are a child of God. If you are born again, that is, you have invited Jesus Christ personally to come into your heart, receiving Him by a trusting faith on Him alone.
faith is trust on Christ. The scripture says you become a new creation, a new creature in Him. It says old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. By whom? By Christ. So you are not only a child of God, but the scripture says that you have become a son of God. Why? Because in John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That is, you cannot understand it. Then in verse 5, it says, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Born of water was a Hebrew expression known by all of the Hebrews in Jesus' day. When a woman was giving birth and the bag of waters broke as the baby presented for delivery, they had a custom of saying that the baby was born of water. That means born into physical existence. Then it says you must be born again of the Spirit. That is, by baptism in the Holy Spirit and receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by asking Christ to come into you. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. That's the door of the heart. He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. That is the beginning of relationship with Christ. You will begin to know him. So in John 1:12, we read, but to all who have received him, that is those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. And then the process of identification begins. We read about that in John 15, verses 1 to 5, and it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. This is Jesus speaking. And then he speaks to us. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. Because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. Apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. So we are the branches and Christ is the vine. We are sons of God. In John 3, verse 3, where it says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. That means you cannot understand it. The word for born again in the Greek of the New Testament is the Greek verb geneo, and its literal meaning means to be generated from. What the scripture is saying is that you and I were generated out of Christ. That is why we are able by scripture to say that we are sons of God. Christ indwells our spirit man and stays inside of us, fellowshipping with us, directing us, ministering to us, teaching us until we are safely home in glory with him. He takes our sins on himself. He cleanses us by his precious blood. So in Romans 3:24, we read, but they are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Christ has justified us to the Father and he has redeemed us. So we are able now to say, because of that, my old self was crucified with Christ. I am no longer a slave to sin. That's Romans 6, verse 6. It says, we know that our old man was crucified with him so that the body of sin would no longer dominate us, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. What does that mean? Does it mean you won't sin? No. It means that sin will no longer dominate you or your life. Scripture says, but if we sin, speaking of weakness, we have an advocate with the Father. We have an attorney with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Romans 8:1 tells us, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means no blame, no shame, no guilt for anything of the past or present, because Jesus has set us free. And actually, that's what Romans 8:2 says. For the law of the life-giving Spirit in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. What else does the scripture say that I am in Christ? It says that you are a fellow heir with Christ. You have an inheritance. It says, and if we are children, then heirs, namely heirs of God, also fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so we may also be glorified with him. Receive one another then, just as Christ also received you to God's glory. Romans 15:7. In 1 Corinthians 6:19 we read, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? In other words, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Then in 1 Corinthians 6:17 we read, but the one united with the Lord is one spirit with him. Not only does the Holy Spirit dwell in you and me, we are joined to the Lord and are one spirit with him. And then what will happen? The answer to that is in 2 Corinthians 2:14. God leads you in the triumph and knowledge of Christ. You become an overcomer. That's your identity also. You are a son of God. You are a child of God. Now you become triumphant in him, and you take on the knowledge of Christ. And in that verse it says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and who makes known through us the fragrance that consists of the knowledge of him in every place. Wow. He imparts things to you. We read in the New Testament scripture to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints, with all those in every place who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Did you know you have been called to be a saint? That's what that verse means. You have been called to be a saint. All born again Christian believers, according to the scripture, are saints of God. That too is your identification in Christ. So 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, he is the reason you have a relationship with Christ Jesus, speaking of Father God, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So in Christ, you are able to say, I have wisdom, I have righteousness, I have sanctification or holiness, I have redemption, I am redeemed, I am saved, I am joined to the Lord and am one spirit with him. God leads me in the triumph and knowledge of Christ. I am a new creature in Christ. And then we learn in 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and who makes known through us the fragrance that consists of the knowledge of him in every place. We learn that he leads us in triumph and knowledge of Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read, so then if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come. So you are a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, we read, God made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God in Christ. Can you confess that with your mouth? I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So when the devil wants to remind you of your past, when the devil wants to remind you of your sinful life in the past and all of the bad things you did, you just say to him, no, devil, I'm not going there anymore. I don't know who that was. He died and was put in the death work of the cross. He was the old man. I am a new creation in Christ. I have become the righteousness of God in Christ. And you can't do anything about it in Christ Jesus' name. Learn to tell the devil off. Don't be afraid of him. He's defeated by the blood work of the cross. Know your identity. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are a saint in Christ. You are a new creation in Christ. And you have an inheritance in Christ. In Ephesians 1:3, we read, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. You are blessed in Christ. And in Ephesians 1:7, we read, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." In other words, you can say, "I am redeemed and forgiven by the grace of Christ Jesus." And in Ephesians 1:11, "In Christ we too have been claimed as God's own possession, since we were predestined according to one purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will." In other words, you and I have been predestined by God to obtain an inheritance in him. And finally, we read in Ephesians 5:30, "The Gentiles are fellow heirs, fellow members of the body, fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus." What else is your identity? You are a member of Christ's body and a partaker of his promise. So don't let anyone remind you of your past. Every Christian has a bad past in some area of his life. That past is put in the death work of the cross when you got born again. The scripture refers to that as the old man or the old self. If someone wants to remind you of that, you just say to them, "Oh, he died many years ago when I became a born-again Christian. He was buried in the death work of the cross. He's not around anymore." That'll shut them up. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? You must, in order to identify with him, that he may show you that he is real and involved in your life, and that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, made that way by his sacrifice of the cross on your behalf. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins, the Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest.